What's up, guys? You know who it is. Hold on. This thing's too far away. Is that all right? Damn, like top five was like all baby daddies on there. So maybe I should be coming back. Like, it's a baby daddy way. Why does Cap point at me? Why does Cap? Look, man, I'd be like hating kind of like Barsha back in the day. And what I mean by that, you breathe on that cat, hating like, oh no, which one? I'm a Bruce Lee roar. I know you're up here, and I know you far East Coast, but this is the East Coast. What's up, guys? You know who it is, your boy JS7. And you know where we at? We at the Rerun Show, baby. Round 13 up at ATL. It's not deja vu. Like, you did just see me when you watched the race yesterday.
For a while, it was always racing this guy. But look at us now, baby.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know.
We're 17 like, years, though? Come on.
Man, you're making me feel old over here. That was a lot of fun.
But you know what we got to do right here? Last weekend was awkward, right? It was awkward. We heard about dude lining up next to him on the gate, trying to play around, triple crown. Now we back in a super, super, super cross, I would like to say, because we had a speedway. But you know what we got to do? We got to check it out, because them boys showed up and showed out. And even though it was just kind of a big race, there's a lot to get into, and that's what we're about to do. Let's do it. This weekend, yeah, yours truly. I was on the broadcast. And I got to thank it. It was awesome. Awesome. It's hard to be in the booth and then be able to be down to my fans because everything was happening so quick. And we was on the big channel this weekend, NBC. So a lot of stress going around. But my boy Todd Harris, RC, DB, Will, Bondo, the whole crew. And of course, like you fans, it was awesome to be there. Had to go down and get my suit. They were like, oh. Ooh, is that Mount? No, it's Michael Jack. Oh, no, it's your boy JS7. So it was cool to be on there. But of course, like, I'm there to enjoy myself, but I'm also there to try to give you knowledge like we do here. So that was a good time. And the track was at a speedway. It was the first time I've ever been to Atlanta. I've always raced in the Georgia Dome. So to come here, I was always excited to see this place because it was a big layout. Unlike Daytona, this was like a real supercross track, just really stressed out and fast. So I thought, with a little bit of rain, it was going to be perfect, and which it was. It looked like my track here. Most of these guys' tracks in Florida they ride on. But the track was fast, kind of a little one-lined it. Like, there was a section from the end to end, the first corner to the pit entrance, that it was kind of one-lined it. Tried changing some stuff up. But overall, I think they had a good time. You know, since it was such a long lap time, they didn't run a lot of laps. I think it was like 16, 17 laps. So I don't think fitness was a huge, huge part compared to like Daytona or maybe like Indianapolis. It was hot. It was during the day. So, of course, guys got tired and they had a whoop section that was pretty tough. Asked my boy AC. Dude got his boot blown off on that. Got up, but he was like mad after that.
Oh, no. AC gets bucked off that Kawasaki back on his feet.
Uppercut from the handlebars.
So it was good. It was good. And we were obviously waiting for Eli and Cooper to get at it. And they kind of did, but they were just in like fourth and fifth. Good to see Far East Coast back. Started off a little rough, Joe. On there, you had some stalls and some falls. But dude, you rode good. Feel like you're going to be back. Hopefully win one of these things and get going for the outdoors. I mean, overall, the track was pretty good. Wish I was there. Wait. But I was there. Maybe I wish I was riding. Who knows? So the last couple weekends, Eli has been able to step up and get it done, right? It was at Seattle. It was starting to look a little suspect right there. So he goes up to Seattle, gets it done. Beast mode. Wouldn't say beast mode. He just got it done. Cooper was right there. Then they have an off weekend. Then he comes back, gets into Arizona, gets it done. Looks better than ever had. Triple crown. Just flat out did what he does. And so coming into this weekend, you just felt like the momentum was on him. Like, it's a Daytona-ish style track in a speedway. He was starting to get in form. It's only like five races left, so the race to the finish. Daddy can get that done, right? So coming in, had Cooper Webb changing some stuff up on his motorcycle, having guys do awkward things, lining up next to the gate. There was no finger point, no gunshots or anything like that. But there was a lot of talk about Cooper changing forks and going from a 52 to a 48. Now, for all those my racers and non-racers out there, That's a big change. That's a big change, especially like, all right, you look, 2 weeks ago, he had red plate. They both had red plate. Cooper's had a couple wins, but it just tells you that Cooper won in KTM. You never settle, right? Every time you settle, the competition tries to catch up. Each one of these teams, they're always trying to improve. No matter where you're at, you always got to try to improve. And I feel like even with Eli them, they got to a point, others start stepping up, the KTM's better, the Kawasaki's better, and that gap got closed this year. And then there was some, you know, eighth places and whatnot. But overall, you could see Cooper Webb and that team. So they went from a 52 to a 48. It's a huge change, risky change. Basically what it does, it's like two big old tree logs, right? You got big tree logs or whatever you want to say. Like when you have the wider fork on there, it makes it a bike that's more stable. If you remember last year, Cooper, they were struggling in the whoops. Like they had the bulldozing, you know, the bike was doing this number. Maybe it's in the rhythm section, wasn't as good. Well, when they go to a bigger fork or whatever that change was, just strictly with the 52, then you get what we talked about last weekend. You get a more stable bike, which is better through the woods, but necessarily sometimes you can't turn that thing as well. Like Cooper struggled right before the finish line last weekend in Glendale. There, that rhythm section we pointed out where the bike goes in and it shoots back. Bigger fork tube, more oil, more spring. That means more force. So when the thing goes down, it has to shoot back up on you. Now you go to 48. All right, thing feels nimble, you know, maybe a little double D effect, you know, just kind of moving around a little bit. But then that also causes front end tucking, you know, the front end bulldozing through the whoop. So to make that change like during the week and considering that, okay, you're 7 points down, like you're still right there. You just had the red plate. I would say the last race wasn't your rotting that made you lose those points. Maybe some decisions and the fact that everybody's good. It's you would think that the guy's just searching for something. So coming in the weekend, they made a big deal of it. They were talking about it. And so I feel like there was a lot of pressure on Cooper to make that happen, KTM to make that happen. Because, of course, just like the gate pick, there's a lot of Monday quarterbacks out there. If they would have been off and Eli would have won that race, Cooper got fifth. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine what would happen? So overall, it was a decision. It was a big change on there. Again, big tree logs on there. I'll tell you, the 52 is like your old boy 2021 JS. That one, that was that 52. Now the 48's like how your boy looks right now. Just a little skinny on there. I'm just like, woo, woo. Last one, I was like the Michelin Man. Oh yeah. So those are the difference between the 52. Hopefully you understand that. But overall, I think the forks, even though you heard Cooper saying I rode like on the podium.
Yeah, I rode like shit, honestly.
I think they all kind of did. I mean, if he rode that way, what happened to Eli? I think the track was just so difficult. It made it hard on those guys. And really, the only person he needed to worry about beating was the guy that he actually beat. So Cooper always gets upset when he doesn't win. So a little frustrating. So sorry, you know, young kids out there. I'm apologize for him for dropping the S-bomb. But overall, he got what he needed. He did what he needed to do. And, you know, that was it. So Eli Tomac, like I said last weekend, he ain't the guy to be pointing the finger. He ain't the guy to line up next to. He ain't the guy. He ain't go bang, bang, bang. Why? Because he can go do what he just did this weekend. He ain't going to be pushed in no situation. Like he wanted to pass Cooper. In fact, where Cooper was, if Eli would have just went beast mode, right? Just turned that throttle a little bit more and he would have got up, you know, like second, third, maybe won this race. Series being over. He could have like really kind of solidified this championship this weekend because I don't believe like Cooper would have been able to move up. So it always felt like when you were watching that race, Eli would be able to close in. And then if he wanted to, he would just pass. But as I said last weekend, the reason why he's not that guy, you can just mess with him because he would go out and be like, you know what? Hey, I wasn't that comfortable. Those whoops were sketchy. I just got fifth. I know this dude was like right here, but okay, whatever. And you heard that in his podium interview. Like you heard Cooper and he beat him. And then you heard Eli like, yeah, whatever. Like, yeah, just try my best, man. Like, shoot, I guess we'll be next weekend, you know?
You know, I'm trying to take this with positive that he was just one position in front of me. So we'll go on next weekend and keep pushing.
On to the next one. you know, he's that type. And that's a testament to him. That's why, you know, when he has to do stuff, he gets it done. But that's also why, like, when he crashed at A3 in the Triple Crown, we're like, what the hell was that? You know? And why you're like, dude, why would you line up next to him? That ain't going to do nothing to him. He's kind of telling you. And so it's those are your two champions on there. And it's cool because it's coming down to the wire. Maybe Cooper come in and hit him or whatnots, and beast mode just come out because you get mad. I mean, sometimes you only get slapped so many times and you get mad or not. Like you said, play there. That's what it is. Or Chase tips. He can keep going out here and just dominating these cats like this weekend, in which I did pick him, by the way. I thought this track was set up for him, and then get up there and start running these things off like I did in 06 and still end up losing by 2 points. Not saying Chase would end up losing by 2 points, but I did anyway. So that's on me. If they allow him to keep doing this thing and they keep finishing fourth and fifth, then who knows what's going to happen when we get to Salt Lake City. But that's a long ways to go. We got to go to New York first. And by the way, your boy be there too. So it was a good day of racing, a boring day of racing, but there was a lot of stories that was going on inside of the stories. So 52, 2021 JS7, that fat joker 48, your boy right now on there. That's the difference between the forks. And that was that. That was that. I don't even know what to say. That was that. Hopefully you understand. Looking at the main event, Chase, I thought Chase was going to be pretty good on there. So Chase got a start where Cooper and all that. So the gate drops. Eli gets a bad start. Kyle Chisholm gets a little twitch. Like, I don't know if he was worried because Kevin Morantz was on the gate or not. But they're trying to get out there. Chisholm's like, I want some of that whole shot bonus. You know, I haven't taken anybody out in the last chance in a while. So, hey, maybe I get up there. Eli gets a bad start. Cooper gets a bad start. Chase gets a good start. And Chase is out front. Baby daddy's up there. New baby daddy. Congratulations, by the way. You have the other baby daddy. And then you have the other baby daddy out there. Damn, like top five was like all baby daddies on there. So maybe I should be coming back. Like, it's a baby daddy way. But anyways, so you got Chase. I think with him, the track lended itself. That's why I felt he was always good in those speedways. And knowing how he rides, you know, with the speed going on, there wasn't too many like 90s and corners out there to where he can get a front end like front end tuck or washing the front end. I think the rain helped traction, but overall, you still got to go out there and do it. So props to him to go out there and do it. But I think everybody was in their position where they were like, okay, I'm just going to do my thing. I don't think Chase rode like how he did, like, let's just say when he beat Eli in that heat race in Houston, where he just went out and it was just like, damn, that dude gone. Or he did in a Triple Crown. I think he rode just consistent. Like, all right, not a lot of laps. Who do I got behind me? Those two guys, I think I got them covered on speed. So I'm going to just do my thing. So I believe Chase is out there riding just to kind of stay up. Now, the interesting part would have been if somebody would have started running him down, like if Barsha had finished second, he would have been riding like Bam Bam was in the past, which he rode good. If he would have been able to close on Chase, what that would have done to Chase, would he would have started riding, would he had an incident in Oakland? We'll never know. Because why? Because he won on there and Barsha didn't do it. Ken Roczen was just happy to be up there. German Chocolate was looking good. But everybody was kind of in their own. It was like a battle, a race. And then you had another race with fourth and fifth. With Jason Anderson, we rode good in the heat race. I thought he was good, but Red Eye, he ran out of energy. You know how it is. Like, I know it's a brand new baby, but there was a lot of stress. You know how many nights he was like, if we're going to the hospital, are we going to the hospital? Dude ain't sleeping. He wants to get back home to little Susie. I don't know what her name is. I apologize, Jason. No disrespect. What's her name, Cole?
Siggy.
Siggy. I said Susie. It's Siggy. Siggy Anderson. Welcome to the world. Your daddy was running up front, and your daddy said, I'm running to the airport because daddy tired on trying to get back home to Siggy. Baby daddy. Anyway, so it was like those three up front, Cooper, Ken, German Chocolate, and Bam Bam. They had their own little race. And then you had this other race that was like 14, 15 seconds back with the two title contenders that I know for a fact that everybody coming in here didn't have those two off the podium. And then they were like racing. Now, Cooper looked like he was quick in practice, but he didn't look comfortable to me. Was that the old 2021 JS, like that fat fork? Whatever, skinny forks. Nah, because he didn't have that on. Or was that like that skinny JS? I don't know. He just didn't look comfortable. Yeah, I think it was a little bit of everything on there. He was probably uncomfortable because he was like, damn, like I'm uncomfortable. This track is uncomfortable. These whoops are uncomfortable. Last time I saw these whoops, I saw AC feet flying up in the air and his boot getting blown off.
Oh, no!
legitness. Yeah.
You know how it was, like, Cooper was like, no, he was talking about it after the heat race when he even kind of laughed on there. He ain't laughing at AC. He was just like, damn, his boot dipped. His boot, like, fell off on there. But AC wrote good on there. So it was him being in that position, and then he had Eli. Now, the way Eli's been riding the last couple of weeks, and it's, you know, it's Daytona. If you feel as a rider, I've been in Cooper's position, you just feel like you're struggling. And only if this dude knew behind you that I couldn't go any faster. If he got around me, I couldn't even do anything. If Eli knew that, Cooper's in his mindset, like, getting pissed off because he knows, like, if Eli got past him, he couldn't do nothing about him. So Eli's like, I think he was in chill mode. He started like 7th. Then Anderson went backwards. You know, I don't even know if really Eli passed anybody. You know, I mean, Jason went off the track. He pulled off the track. He did a little pit stop in the heat race on there. He was thinking it was a NASCAR thing. He ended up getting fined on there. But I don't know how much Eli went in. He looked comfortable to me on there. Like, I understand those guys were struggling in the whoops. But I was waiting for at any point Eli was going to like, all right. I'm going to wake up right here. I'm just going to pass this dude right now. That's how it looked with Eli. But then he couldn't do it. And he was probably thinking that Cooper might have been slowing down back in what Eli did to, I think, Dungy was back in Vegas, 2017, I believe it was, where you slow down, you pretend like you're racing, but you're slowing down and you're just waiting, you know, to pull like a bam on there. Maybe Eli thought he was going to do that. I don't know. Or maybe Eli was just struggling. But I felt like out of those two, Eli looked like he was just waiting, and then he kept waiting, and then he kept waiting. And then next thing you know, there was no more waiting because the race was over, and Chase was going, and Barcia was going, and Ken was like, damn, these fools let me get up here again. They keep messing me up. And Cooper was like, and then Eli was like, damn, the race is over. I'll see you next week. So there was a lot of stuff going on, but like nothing really going on. So I felt like there was two different races. Everybody was fighting their little demons. Chase was just trying to stay up. He did. Congratulations. Barcia was still trying to get to that first place guy. He was riding really good, but riding good enough to run that first place guy down. He did that. And German Chocolate was like, bike doing good. I'm getting here. Damn, I'm like still up here. I'm cool. And then Cooper was, and then Eli was like, folding some diapers. So there was a lot of stuff going on, but there wasn't anything going on. But I do know what was going on. I do know this. It's been a while, people. It's been a while. I know it's been a while for him. He's been up front so many times, and then he hasn't been up front so many times. You know, even in the presser, he was like, I mean, I know those announcers were talking. They were just waiting.
I'm sure the TV broadcasters were waiting for something to happen for me, but we were.
Why are you looking
solid
at me?
Not you.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, we kind of were waiting. We were kind of waiting for you to stop doing what you kept doing on there. Like, I wasn't like personal. Like, he was like, damn, like, all right, well, damn, all right, it happened again, to where you were waiting on there, like, you were waiting, but we weren't waiting today, right? We weren't waiting today, because you know why? Because you got it done on there. You were tired of these fools up here talking about just waiting. You know what they're going to be waiting for? What I'm waiting for is something I haven't had in a while, and last time I got it, it wasn't even, like, real got it. How did I win the race and then lose 7 points on there? Like, I know I, like, jumped on that red cross flag.
So you have to roll. When those red cross flags are out, you have to roll through there.
I know I saw Dean Wilson going backwards. I know I was up there. Cooper was saying, I wasn't even racing him. I know I had that fool. I know I was going, like, damn, what that? Damn, AP. So that's what it looks like? That was last time I got my neck lit on fire, and it wasn't even that cool. But this weekend, what y'all was waiting for was me to do what I did. And what I've been waiting for is to get what, Cole?
Suntan, neck's on fire.
Neck burner, Chase, got your neck on fire. Get them things tipped out. Woo! Congratulations, kid. You wrote good. Man, hey, stay up. Bring it down. Put the pressure on these cats on there. Like, put pressure on them. I don't know what else to say. So Justin Barcia, he gets second. He's had a second a couple times. Last weekend, he was right there in Eli. And the few weekends ago when Roczen won, he was like right there. He was just waiting for him. Like, almost did like what Cooper did first moto. You just like, dude, like if I can just get right there, I'm gonna win. And I still think he can win on there. But something about when he gets right there, he just only gets right there. But Justin rode good. And there ain't really too much else to say about that because he's been riding good all year. Shout out to Sorby out there. You got the boy riding good. My French connection. Oula boula shake smith ma on there, whatever that means. Say binoculars, binoculars on there. Side note, people. But Justin's been riding good. Bike looks good. And I want to give a shout out to my German chocolate. All right. People been talking about years past, like around this time. He usually ain't around this time on there. He's been falling off at the end of the year. So shout out to the Suzuki, Larry Brooks, that whole race team. Like, dude, they keep fighting on there. And German chocolate, like, there's circumstances that he rides better than other circumstances. And other circumstances, he doesn't ride as good as that other circumstance. But this circumstance, he was able to get a third place. And that was a good circumstance to be in. So give a shout out to him to be able to ride up there and actually be, like, competing. Like, he ain't just, like, there. He, like, deserved that. I know at the end of the day, like, you know, Justin and his bike setup and Chase, dude, them cats good on there. Like, you ain't going to be able to win unless you have everything correct. And I don't believe they got everything correct, but they are going in the correct direction on there. So shout out to my German chocolate. That chocolate is heating up in this fool. So hopefully this carries on into the outdoors. But I know where Ken was. I know when we sat down and did that interview at Bubba's World, and it was a lot of doubt on there. A lot of doubt. The way the outdoors ended, the way the Supercross ended. German chocolate, when you sat up here and you said this is what you were going to do and it was looking suspect on there, you keep fighting, son. And I'm proud. Sorry, I couldn't make it over there to watch video after practice. Like I said, I could, but hey, I was stuck in the TV for the fans stuff. They had me up there like Django up in that joint. Just kidding. Shout out to you, German chocolate. Proud of you. And Cooper, you rode good. I know it was I knew it was. Sorry, people, I'm not going to say it. He already said it for you. But, dude, you beat him on there. Was it the 2020-21 JS? Did you need that fat dude back again? Or do you like the skinny dude with the force? And Eli, just keep doing what you're doing. I did say last weekend, he can go win, people, and then get his ass beat next weekend. Well, that's exactly what happened. And that dude is exactly the same person. And I know Jeremy Coker, like, what do you want me to do on there? Does he seem worried? I don't think so. That's why next weekend, like this weekend coming up, when I be calling the race in New York, he can go out and just go beast mode. And then the following weekend, he can just go do this. Who knows? I don't know. But that was it. German chocolate. Good job. Varsha. Good job. Chase. We were waiting. And we finally got what we wanted. Got you a W, son. I got to hit it for him one more time, Cole.
Suntan. Next on fire.
Tips on fire! So I want to break down Cooper and Eli just a little bit more. And the reason I said it just looked like Eli was just kind of waiting for Cooper is because when you watch him like go through like the whoop section, both whoop sections, like Cooper was like doubling, tripling, all that. And then Eli was going through. And then the way Eli was able like to just ride through the rhythm sections, like you can tell. Some people, they struggle, or some people, like when they're trying to do something, like when you watch Barsha or some of these other guys, like you can tell, like they're trying on there, like they might get a little out of shape or whatnot, but just the intensity, the way they body position, not necessarily even the way it swaps, just the way they look on the motorcycle, it looks like they're trying to do it. Well, when you look at Eli, and especially with Cooper being right in front of him, you know, you go through that tunnel jump and over the tunnel jump, go across that rhythm section. They go double or triple, like just the way Eli's relaxed. And then they go to that quad section. And then right before they get to the first corner, you know, Cooper's jumping in, like tripling and single into those little rollers. Eli's jumping all the way through it. Go to that next section, hit that double, that little off camber. Just watch Cooper like going through that, you know, like he's going, like he's struggling a little bit. And then Eli's like kind of wheeling over stuff, jumping over stuff, looks relaxed, hit that single. You know, lands, nothing happens, going through that sand section, you know, bike doesn't really do anything. So I was watching it, and that's why I said it just looked like he was just waiting on there. And then at one point, AP started rolling up through him, and I'm like, okay, then what's going to happen is Eli doesn't want AP to get to him, because I don't think AP would have done anything to him, but he would have been his duly right to. he could have, you know, just got in between because AP wasn't going to pass Cooper. Well, maybe it was. I think what ended up happening, it was if I was in AP situation and I want to be a team player, I'll pass Eli. I wouldn't mess with him. I'll pass him. And if I was able to pass him and Cooper had a good enough pace, then I would just stay behind him. But if I pass Eli and then Cooper was slow and then it was put me in the middle of Eli and to where I was slowing down Eli because I didn't want to pass Cooper, that's a bad look. Then I'm gonna go ahead and just pass Cooper. But I think if Cooper would have been able to carry that pace, I would have got around Eli, been team player, then that's what would have been happening, or I would just went through both of them. Eli didn't want that because, you know, some teammates come up and just knock you down on there. They'll just knock you down if you're on there. And AP would have been in his rights for team. I don't condone the violence on there. And I think AP's not that type, but he could have been that type this weekend. So Eli did not want that to happen. So when AP was coming up, I'm like, oh, all right, it's been a boring ass main event on there. So it's about to get the fireworks. We're getting the fireworks between what we wanted because I feel like Cooper was a wounded duck. He shot himself in the leg on there like it was nothing he could do. And Eli was doing that shooting like, all right, he's kind of like them vultures, right? Just, all right. He hanging on there, but he ain't there yet. Like, all right, I'm going to poke at him, see if he still got a little alive. And then the other vulture was coming in, so he's waiting for the attack. But AP made a mistake, and he just went way back. Then that put Eli like, all right, that's, you know what, I'm just going to finish here because what I don't want to do, maybe I couldn't pass Cooper and stretch it out. Like maybe he thought, again, Cooper was doing what he did back in 17, messing with him, and that Cooper was going to let him by and then Cooper was going to take him out. I don't think Cooper was doing that, but maybe all these things go through your mind. So maybe that's what Tomac was like. Is it worth 1 point on there? Is it worth 1 point? This dude does play mind games on there. He ain't lined up next to me, but you know what? I know what I did and I know what he should do. So, you know, whatever. AP's gone. I ain't got to worry about that. I'm just finished here. That's what I think was end up happening because the way Eli looked, the way Cooper looked, they both wrote good people, but one looked like he was just waiting for the other one to die on there, and the other one just never died on there. Then the other vulture was coming, and then that other vulture got hit by a car, and then he was like, all right, you know what? I'll just find something else on the side of the road, whatever. That was my explanation. I don't know, people. He didn't die on there. But Cooper was mad as hell on the podium, as you can see. And I'll say it again. I don't even know what else to say, so I ain't going to really say nothing much. So you know what time it is. Oh, by the way, Hunter Lawrence, good job on there. Hoof Joe Shimoto, welcome back on there. Jordan Smith, good to see you finally, bro. That's where you should be at. Hey, Deegan. Oh, I'm feeling dangerous up in there. Hey, you are dangerous out there. You ain't letting these pools punk you out there. You're like, on there. Don't let them be punking you. Jordan learned his lesson. Shoot, Jerry Martin, he learned his lesson on there. A lot of them learned their lessons. So, hey, Deegan, good job on there. Talon Hawkins, I saw you in the airport last night, man. I ain't gonna lie on there. I was like, damn, dude, I know that dude races on there. I know he races. He looked like a rock star. Well, because he had a rock star helmet on, hat on, so I thought he was a rock star. I'm just kidding, kid. You rode good out there. So, anyways, congratulations to all y'all. But y'all know what time it is. My favorite time, your favorite time, Oakley's Stewed or Stewed. We'll be right back.
They say an object in motion tends to stay in motion. We test that idea on a daily basis. Motion and experimentation. Motors and manpower. We continue to evolve and thrive. So whether you climb or cross over, find your own line or pin it wide open, as long as you're moving in a way that gives you what you need, we'll be here for you.
What's up, guys? You know who it is, your boy JS7. I want to welcome AG1 Nutrition as my second sponsor. Now, listen. The secret's been like, y'all been wondering how I got a little good looking, my skin glowing, got a little skinnier. Well, this is why AG1 is a nutritional drink, and I ain't kidding with y'all. I do this every morning. That's why I feel good. That's why you hear me on here, coming here like just on my toes. So I'm proud to have them as a sponsor. It's easy to take in the morning right before I go this, or take right before we do the show. Also, they got a lot of vitamin D's. They got some other vitamins and supplements. But now that I'm back in the spotlight, traveling to the races, I started taking Athletic Greens to help energy, You know, when I stopped racing, a lot of things stopped. I blew up, energy levels down, my skin wasn't looking good. Gotta have good looking skin with this smile. So I started taking this stuff and it's really helped me a lot. My mood swings, my gut, everything. So if you want an easy solution to your supplement routine, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Make sure you go to athleticgreens.com/Bubba's World. Did you hear me? athleticgreens.com/Bubba's World to get yours. And then you can look as good as me, or you can look like Cooper Webb on the 52's JS 2020. Not a good look. Check it out, people. All right, people, you know what time it is. My favorite time, your favorite time. Stew and Stewed. Who knows? Maybe it's confused. I don't know. But Oakley, Stewed and Stewed. Just like last weekend, we had another dominant performance by an Oakley member. And no, it's not set up that way, people. It's not set up that way, but it's just set up that way. Look, Chase Sexton, we're going to start what we always start, a stew. Now, look, dude, I know the comment. I know they were like, they just waiting. It ain't just us. They were all waiting, including yourself. But again, sometimes like you got to go through these things to be able to get to other things to overall get the one thing that you wanted. And what you wanted was you a Oakley stew. You didn't throw me your goggles. You ain't throwing me in up there, but I was kind of really high up on there. Eli got an arm on him, dude. He threw it from Phoenix to over here. But dude, you were up there like Barsha was pulling your Oakley tear offs on there. He was like, let me see your face. Let me get a clean vision of that. I don't know. I never seen that. I never seen another rider pull another rider's tear offs after he just got beat by the other rider. But hey, it happens in new day and age up in this cat. But Chase Sexton, we waiting. And finally, you get it. You were Stew, a Oakley Stew. That's it. There's only one of y'all. And that's the one you got. You won that Triple Crown last weekend. And when you got up on the podium, it wasn't confusing this week. Even though Cooper was like mad as hell on there. But that wasn't your problem. Your problem was too busy. Like, damn, I got another trophy. I won me a championship last weekend. And damn, I got this one. And I'm about to get me a stupendous stew today. And that's what you got. So Chase Sexton, you a stew. That's the only stew I'm giving out today. I'm pissed. Like Chase didn't even throw me his goggles. Nothing. Whatever. But you still a stew. All right, my next list. Stewed. Pissed off. Pissed off because, like, you're just getting pointed at over the finish line by this rookie you have nothing to do with. Pissed off because you're, like, just mad when you were, like, I don't know why I was mad. I'm just mad. Pissed off. Cooper Webb pissed off. Stewed. But I don't like that because he's always, like, mad when he don't win. So I'm going, well, you know where we're going, people. Confused. It's confusing. Now, my first person on this list is Mr. Far East Coast, Mr. Shimoda. Joe, you actually rode good. Like, you rode good. You hit the ground. Then you got up. Then you stalled it. Then you hit the ground. But they were like little followers, you know? Like, little followers. You didn't go like the teammate, AC, you rode good, dude. Like, you rode good. I mean, I know you had some feet flying and all that, but you rode good. So, Jason Anderson, you owe good until you just like, die. Got to catch flight. Got to get back to Cynthia. No, what is the name called?
Siggy.
Siggy. Man, I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm bad with names. I can't even remember my own name up here. Sometimes I'm like, Stu, we are in a confused list. So, it's all confusing. So, Mr. Shimoda, you like riding. You're like, dude, I'm just back Far East Coast. I'm cool. I don't mess with nobody on there. They my friends on there. Last time I was riding this dude, he like took me out. They my friends on there. But I get my own. I'm racing both of them, the brothers, next weekend. But they my friends. We play Xbox together. Then you get this Danger Boy up there. Danger Boy up there doing this thing up there, feeling dangerous. He already Devo J Mart on there. He already Devo Miss 29 Jordan Smith, which got him back this weekend. You know, thrashing was like, ah, man, what that? Bam! On there. He had 400,000 people there And then hopefully he's okay, man, because I thought he was going to do his thing. So you're like, wait, why does Cap point at me? Why does Cap? Look, man, I'd be like hating kind of like Barsha back in the day. As you know, people, I did say Barsha was chained. He could have took out all these cats like 500,000 times. And I know he ran into Eli on that first corner in that heat race. But damn, look, like he want to win. Like he want to win. I don't think he'd have done it in the main event, but he want to win. So he's like Barsha. And what I mean by that, you breathe on that cat. Hayden like, oh no, which one? I'm a Bruce Lee roar. I know you're up here and I know you far East Coast, but this is the East Coast. And what Hayden feeling just like his daddy, I'm feeling dangerous. Don't blow it, Hayden. So you were like confused, like, what the hell was that? So Joe, you confused. Now my other one is Mr. Cooper Webb. Are you confused? No, you're not confused. I'm confused. The fans are confused. The people I was listening on TV, they were confused. They were like, wait, hold up. Wait. All right. This dude is mad as hell on there. And he's like,
I wrote like shit, honestly.
And then, but then you hear the guy that he beat was like, that there. I kept getting roosted by him on that. I was just waiting on there. I thought he was like a buzzer. I thought he was dying, but he wasn't dying. I saw two cars roll over him and then a semi truck, but the dude wasn't dead on there. And I was just waiting. Then the race was over. Then I was waiting to go back home. Eli was like, cool. And then you were like, mad. So we were like, listen, like, oh, hold up. Wait a minute. The dude that beat the other guy that's way more positive on there, like he's pissed off. It was confusing on there. It was so confusing that like when you cuss all the people on the broadcast, us, we were like, we didn't even know what to say on there. And then we did our little tech. We almost made an excuse for it. Like, hell, you know, he do be getting mad. You know, he want to win on there. So we were like, I don't even know, like, should we like find him or not find him or just do something? But it was like confused because he beat the dude that he needed to beat. And it was like one of those. So Cooper Webb, you may... all of us confused because we don't know why you were upset. I know why you were upset. You know why you were upset. We kind of all maybe know why you were upset, but we had no idea why you were upset because you beat the guy you needed to beat. So don't be upset. I know that was confusing. Again, was it the fat JS that was getting you? Or was it skinny 2023 JS? I don't know. Could be confused. Maybe you are not confused. So Cooper Webb, you make us all confused. All right, people, that was my list right there. I hope y'all enjoyed. If you don't enjoy it, that sucks because you're going to see a lot more of me here coming soon, which starts this weekend in round 14 up in New York. Well, actually in New Jersey, somewhere in the MetLife with the New York Giants and possibly Aaron Rodgers. If he ever get his contract done, if he's going to play, who knows? That's where we're going to be up in the Windy City. So y'all better show up, all my Wild Out Willie boys. Y'all better show up. I want to be like, yeah, on there. I want to see some 7 jerseys. And I want to see some action. Will Chase Sexton get it done again this weekend? Was Barsha finally get him done? Would he just get, was he right there? Is he going to get it done? Will German Chocolate finally just bust open the chocolate factory? Will Daddy open up the chocolate factory and start selling these cans? Will Cooper Webb go back to the fat JS or stay with the skinny JS? Wait, I don't know. Would the brothers get in the fight when he finds out that his house is burnt down, and the roof is burnt down, and he didn't feed the doggy?
Make sure Jax and Milo have their dinner on time, and Milo doesn't steal Jax's food. He's currently at my house puppy sitting, so when I come home, I hope to see a roof still on it, and all the neighbors still like me, so you're accountable.
Who knows, and Lawrence Boris, or finally will Far East Coast show up, or will Hayden Deegan feeling dangerous, because I think he is. Well, you got to wait to find out, and you're going to find out with your boy next weekend. So until then... y'all know what we got to do. I'll see you when I see you. And that was it. I'm out!